Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India is set to become a global biomanufacturing hub for biologics and biosimilars with a massive 10,000 crore rupees allocation under the Biopharma Shakti initiative announced in the Union Budget 2026-27. What makes this significant is that this initiative aims to position India as a major player in the global biopharmaceutical industry, and it's an area where the country has a lot of potential for growth. First, let's understand what biologics and biosimilars are. Biologics are complex medicines derived from living cells, and they include monoclonal antibodies, vaccines, gene therapies, and cell therapies. Unlike chemical drugs, biologics cannot be exactly replicated because they are produced by living organisms. Biosimilars, on the other hand, are similar versions of approved biologic medicines, comparable in quality, safety, and efficacy. They are two biologics what generics are two chemical drugs, but with far greater complexity in manufacturing and regulatory approval. Now, let's look at the key components of Biopharma Shakti. The initiative includes the establishment of three new National Institutes of Pharmaceutical Education and Research, or NIPERs, and the upgrading of seven existing NIPERs with biopharmaceutical research facilities. The focus is on training the workforce in biologics, R&D, manufacturing, and regulatory science. Additionally, there will be a network of over 1,000 accredited clinical trial sites in India, with standardized protocols aligned with International Council for Harmonization, Good Clinical Practice Guidelines. This will enable faster recruitment for multi-site trials. Crucially, the regulatory framework will also be strengthened, with the Central Drugs Standard Control Organization, or CDSCO, being strengthened with a dedicated scientific review cadre. The target is to match global approval timeframes, which currently take around 12 to 18 months in India, compared to the US FDA's 10 months. There will also be a shift towards non-animal testing models, following the 3 rupees principle: replace, reduce, refine. But why does this matter? India's pharma industry is currently the third largest in the world by volume, with a significant share in the global supply of generic medicines and vaccines. However, the country's share in the global biologics market remains under 4%. Biologics are critical for treating diseases like cancer, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, and rare diseases. The global biologics market is expected to reach over $800 billion by 2030, growing at 8-10% annually. India's cost advantage in manufacturing could make biosimilars 30-40% cheaper than originator biologics. It is worth pausing here to note that NIPERs are institutes of national importance established under the NIPER Act, 1998. Currently, there are 7 NIPERs across India, and with Biopharma Shakti, 3 new NIPERs will be established, and all existing 7 will be upgraded. The CDSCO, which functions under the Drugs and Cosmetics Act, 1940, regulates new drug approvals, clinical trial permissions, import licenses for drugs, and blood bank regulation. Now, let us turn to the historical context. India has been known as the pharmacy of the world for generics and vaccines, but it has not been able to replicate this success in the biologics sector. Biopharma Shakti aims to change this by providing a comprehensive framework for the development of the biopharmaceutical industry in India. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The initiative has the potential to make India a major player in the global biopharmaceutical industry, creating new opportunities for employment, investment, and growth. Remember this number, 10,000 crore rupees, which is the budget allocation for Biopharma Shakti. Note this carefully, the initiative aims to position India as a global biomanufacturing hub for biologics and biosimilars. Now, Let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Biopharma Shakti Initiative has a budget allocation of 10,000 crore rupees. 3 new NIPERs will be established and 7 existing NIPERs will be upgraded. There will be over 1,000 accredited clinical trial sites in India. The initiative will also promote non-animal testing following the 3 rupees principle, replace, reduce, refine. India's pharma sector is the third largest in the world by volume, with a significant share in the global supply of generic medicines and vaccines. The global biologics market is expected to reach over $800 billion by 2030. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for both prelims and mains. For prelims, you should remember the NIPA Act, 1998, CDSCO, DCGI, and the Drugs and Cosmetics Act, 1940. For mains, you can expect questions on India's pharmaceutical industry, Make in India for Healthcare, and Science and Technology Policy. In the interview, you may be asked, India is the pharmacy of the world for generics but not for biologics. What structural changes does Biopharma Shakti address? In conclusion, Biopharma Shakti is a significant initiative that has the potential to transform India's biopharmaceutical industry and make the country a major player in the global market. As India aims to become a global biomanufacturing hub for biologics and biosimilars, it is essential to understand the complexities and opportunities in this sector and how it can contribute to the country's economic growth and development.